if you love the Word of God, if you believe the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, then I think you would agree with me. There is nothing more important than defending the biblical account of the creation. One of those who has stood steadfastly for many years now for the inerrancy of Scripture and the biblical account of the creation is Ken Ham, who is founder and president of Answers in Genesis. And I have the privilege of having Ken Ham on the line with me this afternoon. Ken, welcome to Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob. Great to be with you.
Well, it's my privilege. We've got a big event coming up in Columbus very soon. It is the Created to Run 7K. It is a fundraiser for the Creation Museum. Before we even talk about the Created to Run 7K event, Ken, what prompted the Creation Museum? Obviously, this has been in the works for many years. An enormous amount of time, effort, and money has been placed into this. What, if I may use the phrase, what was the genesis of this in your heart, your mind, and in Answers in Genesis?
Well, Bob, it goes back millions of years. No, actually, we don't believe in that. When I was in Australia as a high school teacher, and as I traveled around Australia, and then I eventually started speaking in other parts of the world too, I used to get burdened every time I go to the natural history museums and see busloads of school students pull up and walk through, and they go through these evolution exhibits and be told that they're just animals and so on. And I just had a real burden from the Lord that why can't we have a creation museum that teaches people the truth that God created and answers the questions about millions of years and connects the flood to the fossils and so on. And it goes back in my mind about 25 years when I was there in Australia and had this real burden to see that and really prayed and asked the Lord if we could have such a thing. Well, you know, 19 years ago, I came over to work in San Diego with the Institute for Creation Research, and then 13 years ago, three of us moved out here to Northern Kentucky, the greater Cincinnati area, to begin in the ministry Answers in Genesis, and we said, we're going to build this museum, make something really spectacular for the Lord. And so that was sort of the genesis of it, and you know, we had all sorts of battles here with secular humanists who tried to stop it and so on, but the Creation Museum now is well advanced. It's a 100,000 square foot building, and we have over 50,000 square foot of museum space, animatronic dinosaurs, the animatronic people, theater, special effects theaters, planetarium with the new Digistar projection system and so on, all taking people on a walk through biblical history, answering the questions of the world about ape men millions of years and so on, and teaching them that the Bible's history is true, and therefore the gospel is true. And we end up with this consummation theater where we have an animatronic Mary and Roman centurion and so on explaining the gospel. And of course there's fossil displays and dinosaur displays and all sorts of things to show that the Bible is not just a book of religion, it's a book of history. You can trust its anthropological, biological, astronomical, biological history of the universe. And that's, you know, all of our doctrines are founded in that history in Genesis 1 to 11. So it also deals with moral issues. You know, marriage is one man for one woman because God made a man and a woman and so on. So that's sort of what it's all about.
Well, and I don't mean this in a derogatory manner, but often Christian biblical museums, and there are small museums of this sort all across America and all around the world, are in somebody's garage or in a back bedroom, 2,000-3,000 square feet. But this is a 100,000 square feet museum located on 50 acres, correct?
We're on 50 acres right on 275, Interstate 275, just west of Cincinnati's International Airport. And even the grounds, I mean, with our landscaping includes waterfalls that we built in rainforest area and a carnivorous plant bog and wildflower gardens and hummingbird gardens, butterfly gardens, all sorts of interesting things, boardwalks, picnic sheds and so on. This is quite a massive place. And the thing I want people to understand, too, is if you come here and see it, the first thing that comes out of people's mouths, and the secular media are amazed, they say, wow, this is first class. This is as good as anything you would see from Disneyland or from from Universal Studios. In fact, I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland, you've been on Pirates of the Caribbean, where you go down on that boat, and then you come to that place where you have all these animatronic figures and,
sure,
you know, the pirates and so on. Actually, you know, we have a display where when you're walking through one section of our building is 40 feet high, and you're walking down this long ramp through the Garden of Eden and so on, waterfalls, things like that, and you come to a section where there's a section of Noah's Ark built to scale, and you have all these animatronic figures building working on Noah's Ark, and it's of the same professional first-class standard as you would see in Pirates of the Caribbean or
but
something like that.
You don't have Johnny Depp on the staff, do you?
No, not yet, but we'll play again. He'll be a Christian and come and anyway.
You know, we have received mostly positive, obviously, email from our listeners because they're very sympathetic to what you're doing. But we have received some nasty email because we are supporting the Created to Run 7K. One that I got today said, "How dare you promote fake and phony science?" I think I know what your response is, but I would love to hear it.
Well, first of all, you know, one of the people that we had in here today who's helping us with the geology flood room and some of the science that we have here is a man called Dr. Kurt Wise, who has a PhD in paleontology from Harvard University, who earned that under Stephen Jay Gould, who was, you know, the late Stephen Jay Gould, who was the evolution spokesperson in the world at that time when he was alive. Also, we have here on staff Dr. Jason Lyle, who has a PhD in astrophysics from Boulder, Colorado University, a well-respected university for astrophysics. And we have Dr. Georgia Purdom on staff. She has a PhD in molecular biology from Ohio State, and it's very renowned for its molecular biology and so on. So to say that, you know, what I would say to those people, hey, have you ever come down here and talk to us? You ever come down here and talk to our scientists, real scientists, who have got PhDs, actually from secular universities that are well-respected in their fields, who are doing real science, real geology, real biology, real astronomy, so it goes on. And you know, when people come here, yes, we're telling them the Bible's true and its history is true, but we're using real scientists, PhD scientists, to do real science, science of genetics and geology and so on, to help people see that you really can trust the Bible's statements there in Genesis.
Well, Ken, we both know this is one of the oldest tactics known to man. When you can't debate on a level surface, you call names. That happens so often in the secular scientific community. Rather than debate the facts and debate the science, they simply stand back and call names.
Well, they do, Bob. And, you know, you often see that in the newspapers, too, when they attack us. And you often see articles saying these people don't know what they're talking about, they don't believe in science, they don't believe this. But you don't see what I call real scientific arguments. We come back and give them real scientific arguments, and they tend to just mock and scoff. But
The Creator to Run 7K is being held here in Columbus on Saturday, August 19th in Worthington. It is a fundraiser for the Creation Museum. Ken, why is it so important that our listeners would get involved in this effort?
Well, you know, I think for a couple of reasons, and one is not only does it financially benefit the museum, you know, the entry fee, the nominal entry fee, that it all adds up. You know, a lot of little bits give a great big bit.
Sure.
And here, with the Creation Museum, over $15 million of the money raised came from people who gave $100 or less. A small entry fee like this with a lot of people can add up to a lot and make a significant impact on the museum here. And I think another thing, too, when people see all these people, they're going to ask what they're doing and what they're standing for, and it actually, you know, helps people say, hey, there are those who will support God's Word, who will support standing on the authority of the Word and support the museum and give the museum publicity. And we're going to find that skeptics and Christians, creationists alike, are all going to come to this museum, and people who are not Christians are really interested to see what we've got to say here. So I think it makes a statement to the world and also helps support something that's going to make a difference in this culture.
We hope that all of you will participate in one way or the other, and you don't have to run. They are encouraging walkers as well. It is this coming Saturday morning. Arrival time is 7:30 a.m. All of the details are on our website. WRFD.com, www.wrfd.com. Click on the Created to Run 7K. You can find out how to register. You find the location. You find the time. All of the details, everything you ever wanted to know but were afraid to ask, will be there at the website, www.wrfd.com. It is the Created to Run 7K, but they are encouraging walkers as well to come out this coming Saturday, or you can even register on the morning of the event. But go to WRFD.com and get all the details. Ken, how is the museum coming? When do you hope to open?
Bob, it's going to be open in spring next year, April next year. And
it's going to be debt-free.
And it's going to be debt-free. In fact, you know, even though it's a $25 million budget, we've had many specialists in here who say they probably couldn't build it under normal situations for something like $80 million or so, because of all that's been donated and all the help that we have and the expertise we have in-house. But of the $25 million that we set out to raise, we've already raised $23 million. Well, the Lord has raised the $23 million.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're in the home stretch. There's not much to go, and then it'll be open debt-free in April 07.
Well, Ken, thank you for all that you have done, and from all of our listeners, we appreciate you standing for creation and the authority of Scripture, and I want to encourage all of our listeners to get involved in the Created to Run 7K this coming Saturday morning. All of the details are at WRFD.com. Ken Ham, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for your support, Bob.
We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live right after this brief intermission.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
The Word, 880 WRFD.